I've got this question so many times now. What should I consider, or what type of truck should I buy? It really depends what industry you're in or what segment of the industry you're in, landscape, irrigation, maintenance. It's really personal preference. I can't really tell you which brand to buy. I will tell you we buy Ford primarily. We just, when we were looking at the market between Chevy and Ford, we were able to buy Fords cheaper than Chevy. It was just easier for us to get them. So I don't really personally have a personal preference on which brand's better. I personally have a Chevy truck, but our fleet's made up of Fords. So I don't know if that tells you anything, but we do buy a lot of Fords. We never buy new trucks. We always buy used. I see no need to go buy new trucks in this business. They get dinged up and beat up and scratched up way too quickly to go spend that kind of money. So what we try to do is we try to buy low mileage trucks that are older. So what I mean by that is the perfect truck for me would be a 4-year-old truck with 30 or 40 or 50,000 miles on it. The older the truck, the better, because the more valuation it's lost. So if you can find an older truck with lower miles, that's fantastic. I think the age of the truck is fairly irrelevant. What matters is the mileage and the maintenance. So that's what we focus on. We repaint all of our trucks as soon as we buy them. For our residential crews, we yank the beds off of our trucks and put custom-built beds on them right away. We letter all of our trucks as soon as we buy them. So, I mean, whatever we buy, in our case, we're going to change it up anyhow. So why go spend the money to lease something or to buy something brand new that we're potentially going to paint and letter, that's going to change the bed on it, that's going to get scratched up? I mean, no matter how well you try to protect your equipment, there's just so many little things in this business with the tools involved that your truck's just going to get nicked up. So rather than suffer through the frustration of looking at your brand new truck dinged up, save a ton of money and just go buy a good low mileage used one. And if you're getting into the business and you're new to the business, I really, really promote the strategy of being as close to debt free as you possibly can. Too many guys get in the business and they get excited and they go buy the really big, really cool truck. They wanted that really neat truck and they go and buy it, and this is how they justify it, because now they're going to be in the lawn and landscape business. If you can at all, avoid it. Avoid getting an expensive truck. Start out small. Start out basic. Your goal is to make money. That's all that matters. Make your business survive. Make it sustainable. Make profit. If you're a big business, the only goal is to make profit. I mean, really, I mean, that's the goal. So who cares about having a bunch of fancy trucks? I mean, make them look good for your clients, but who cares about a bunch of fancy trucks or a really impressive fleet? None of that matters. All that matters is how much money you're putting in your pocket. From a business finance standpoint, I really, really firmly believe the used is the better way to go. But that's if you're using low mileage, well-maintained used trucks. I'm not really a fan of going out and buying 80, 90,000, 100,000 mile trucks. We don't really like that. There's just too many problems because you get into service breakdowns. Now, I think that could be a strategy if you wanted to go that route, as long as you bought several backup trucks as well. If you've got backups and then you have a fleet of a lot of high mileage trucks, but you've got plenty of backups, and that's okay, that's acceptable. Make sure they're true backups that are equipped to hold your tools and your equipment just like your production vehicles. And so I think you can get away with buying some high mileage trucks as long as you have plenty of backups. But just keep in mind what happens when you're down. Lost productivity, lots of men sitting around on the payroll, customers dissatisfied, dropping the ball on key clients, not completing jobs on time, your reputation in the marketplace, your personal hassle factor, your personal stress factor of having to deal with it. There's just so many reasons to try to have good, well-maintained, low-mileage trucks. Now, I will say we buy our trucks low mileage and we keep them and maintain them, and we actually keep them well up into the high mileage area, but we also maintain backup trucks. So that's our personal strategy on trucks. I'm pretty pleased with it. We've had a few bad apples where we made a buying mistake where even we bought a low mileage used truck and an engine or a transmission went out prematurely, but it's been pretty rare, and I think those rare occurrences have not offset all the benefits gained by going the route we do. So give that some thought. See if that strategy works for you. It's worked really well for us.